been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. I got you. Well, it's a good day.
High Blood Day Radio. Is that convincing or not? As close as I can get to it. But thanks for trying, and thanks for being here as we begin another hour of the Doug Steffen program with Ken Kessler at the helm, along with Doug, Michael Fortier in Washington. I'm in Palm Beach, and Kenny is in San Diego. We're ready to bring you up to date on, oh, wait a minute, the airplane's not number one. It's not even number two. Number three today in terms of popularity, according to Kenny's taking the pulse of a lot of radio stations and news talk television stations that are dealing with the issues and the discussions that are taking place all around the country. The award goes to Ukraine today. Tensions could be easing. So why is that the headline? Should be, there is war, right? That's the headline. War. We want war. No, we don't. But some people, the military-industrial guys, like to have a little war. Been a while since they've sold a lot of guns and planes and boats and stuff. Anyway, the Chancellor of Germany, Ms. Merkel, says that, by the way, in a phone call with President Putin, that he said he'd be pulling back the troops from Ukraine. See, she's smart, and the Europeans, if they are smart, they don't let Obama play their hand, because it's their hand, it's not his hand, it's not our worry, it's their worry, it's their concern to have the Russians marching around over there, what was the line from one of the Indiana Jones jackbooted thugs? Isn't that what they referred to the Nazis, Kenny, as jackbooted thugs, right? Well, that's what the Russians are, jackbooted thugs. And Putin is the biggest jackbooted thug of them all, at least around today. Anyway, so if Ms. Merkel has used her charm or whatever it was to persuade Mr. Putin to pull back the troops, it's a good thing. Ukrainian officials say the Russian troops do appear to be what they refer to. This is a news media. This is a special word. Repositioning. That's kind of like Gwyneth Paltrow saying that she and her husband are getting divorced. But what is it? A conscious uncoupling, I think, is the...
Right, yeah.
Right? So repositioning is like conscious uncoupling. So the Russians are consciously uncoupling from Ukraine. That's it. So anyway. Yeah, it's a good way to be. It's better to be that way. Better to be civil when you consciously uncouple. Who's going to get control of the kids, though? Who's going to have the kids? Who's going to get the car? Russian media report that at least one infantry battalion being moved back away from the Ukraine and deeper into darkest Russia. Meanwhile, the Russian prime minister, not to be confused with the Russian president, they got more politicians there than we do, stepping and wondering what's the next day, stepping backwards, the next day going to bring. Let's see, his name... What is his name? I don't know what his name is. I can't pronounce his name.
I don't know.
Yeah, right. Who cares? Nobody's going to remember. And there's no quiz involved in this. So help yourself. Anyway, the Russian prime minister went to Crimea yesterday to get some sun. Much needed rest. And he was wandering around as well to help integrate the peninsula into the Russian economy. In other words, the Russians will take everything that you have, and you'll be lucky to have anything when we're left. That's how they merge people into the Russian economy there. So we have some input. Kenny is going to do his best to bring you up to date, at least on social media, which seems to be the preferred method of a lot of people communicating with us about their feelings regarding some of the issues of the day. That's fine. Swell. The address is facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show, email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, or 888-302-3684. Let's see here. We'll begin our excursion into this exciting opportunity to figure out what's going on over there, at least from today's perspective, by listening to radio guy Tommy Tucker here with military analyst Mike Lyons. They discuss a possible diplomatic response or a military, which is going to happen to the Russians, or between the Russians and the Ukrainians.
When it comes down to either diplomatic or military solutions, and the inflection there intended to, I guess, reflect quotation marks. Well, let me start with military. Is there anything in the world the United States really wants to do militarily as it relates to this?
Not really, and it's nothing that we could do to make any impact in the short term, especially if something starts conventionally. He can easily walk into the eastern portion of Ukraine the same way he did to Crimea there. It would take a buildup of forces. I mean, Crimea or the Ukraine doesn't even have enough troops there to protect itself, and the ones they have are in the western part of the country. They wouldn't make it there on time. So, but short story, there's no way that the U.S. can affect anything on the ground conventionally at this point.
So if that's the case, I don't know. Here's what I'm trying to say, Major. It seems like there are human rights abuses all over the world. North Korea, we've documented, different areas of the world, China. So how do you pick and choose where it is that you feel as though you need to go in to help people whose rights are physically being trampled? I don't know how you make this distinction.
Yeah, it would be, the only reason would be for moral obligation only at this point. Ukraine is not part of NATO. They're not our ally in that sense of the word from a military perspective. Our other allies, they would have to be threatened. But it's going to be tough to stand by and watch this. But again, it's really possible that they continue to roll tanks across that border there. Right now, there's an issue of Ukraine interdependency for energy. And if Ukraine can develop those natural gas fields, they could possibly move away from Russia. And that's not what Russia wants to happen. So you've got a leader there that's got his eyes set possibly on even Kiev. So I wouldn't be surprised if they continue to move to their west.
What would be the next target? Let me ask you that. If it doesn't end here.
Well, they won't have to go into Belarus. I mean, that's a country very much aligned with Russia as it is. The next target is either more of a land grab into Ukraine itself. It could go as far east as Kiev, possibly take over that city, possibly split the country in two. That would be a situation that perhaps the rest of Europe would then have concerns about. That would be similar to the breakup of the former Czech Republic, Czechoslovakia, the Czech Republic and Slovakia. That could possibly happen, but again, that remains to be seen.
All right, lots remains to be seen. We'll figure it out. Spend a little more time on this. 888-302-3684 on Good Day.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks. Then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com. I'd like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to massages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals. Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
All right, so let's scoot along here on the discussion of Ukraine. Talk host Rob Schilling with former ambassador to the UN Ken Blackwell. Thank heavens it's not, what's his face? Who's the other guy that I haven't any use for?
Well, Kenny? John Bolton.
Bolton. Yeah,
John Bolton.
Bolton is Bolton and Blackwell. I'll take Blackwell. So anyway, here they talk about what Putin might be planning. What's in his mind? Let's see if we can read his mind.
We heard talk today, Ken Blackwell, of Finland. Finland. This was on the Drudge Report, a story that one of the top Putin aides, I believe it was, had mentioned that he would like to see Finland back under Russian control.
It's not going to stop. This is a domino effect. And so whether you watch what Putin has done in aiding and abetting the forces in Syria, or whether you take a look at his arm lock relationship with the Ayatollahs in Iran. He has decided that if America under President Obama is going to go into retreat and to reduce America's footprint in the world, that he wanted to make sure that forces to be throughout the world understood that Russia was ready to fill that shoe with its ambitions.
I'm thinking of Mitt Romney and this exact discussion point that came up regarding Russia as a strategic enemy, and the president basically poo-pooed it as if there wasn't a lot to worry about with Russia. They're friends of ours.
Oh, absolutely. And that was right in the heat of the campaign. He made Romney appear to be a saber rattler, and Romney then stepped back from aggressively pursuing this. And now what's starting to happen is that we're starting to see across the American public that Romney's expressed concerns were well-founded. And the question is whether we will go back to sleep and allow this president to scale back our military, reduce our footprint in the world, and send signals to those who would do us, our nation, and our people harm, a signal that this is a time that we're exhibiting a weakness that can be exploited both domestically and here at home.
All right. So as far as the situation in Ukraine is concerned, John Kerry says that the Russian buildup is creating a climate of fear and intimidation. Is an intimidation. That's basically what he said. More conversation with the Russian foreign minister. He said the United States is consulting with Ukraine at every step of this process. So why aren't they in? That was the question that was asked by a lot of other people yesterday. Why aren't they in the discussions? After all, it is their country. Is there a certain amount of arrogance involved in this? Or because these guys don't have some of the quality or the capable status of Mr. Kerry, and they don't want to send in their own guy? I don't know how great I think Kerry is in these circumstances. At any rate, enough on Ukraine. So let's talk about something new like Obamacare, because it's the end of the line for those of you who need to sign up. 21 after.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
Getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT. Jerkyspot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
From The Voice. Last night, Audra McLaughlin and Megan Ruger opened up the program with a song called The Climb. We have that here for you. That seems a good way for us to spend a moment or two of our musical interest time. Contest, Blake chose Audra as his winner, so that would mean Megan Ruger is out against Candy, right? Isn't that how it works? She's gone, she didn't get saved by anybody.
So.
She has
a chance to come back later, but...
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Come back and see us sometime. Okay, moving along to the jet and what's what and who's who. Australian Prime Minister has renewed his nation's commitment to keep up the search for the missing Malaysian jetliner. What's new today? Well, here are our hosts, Jack Harris, Corey Dillon, and Ted Webb, talking to an aviation expert named Fred Tesi about some of the unanswered questions still surrounding the missing plane.
What do you think happened in the cockpit, or why did they divert the flight at all? Or do you even speculate on that?
You know, it's funny. It's hard for me to tell you what happened. I mean, quite frankly, anybody who can tell you that they know what happened is, as my mother would say when I was a kid, full of soup.
Yes.
The fact is that part of the problem with this, and I'll answer your question in one second, is the information that we're getting from the Malaysian government is oftentimes incorrect and then contradicted by later information. But the original information that was released, it was clear to me that there was human intervention and they diverted the airplane. Then I find out that some of the timelines as to when the ACARs went off and the transponders went off and all this other stuff was actually wrong. And I also find out that there were 500 pounds of lithium-ion batteries in the airplane. So I could come up with a theory that the lithium-ion batteries burned the wire bundles that took out the ACARs, took out the transponder, took out what they call the B-leads. And these guys could have been screaming into the radio for Mayday, which is consistent with both fires and commercial airline accidents that we've had in the past, and that they diverted to the left, and then the airplane rapidly decompressed from the fire burning a hole. So the answer to your question is, until we find the black boxes and the evidence and the wreckage and some piece of it, there's absolutely no way to tell what happened here.
Well, how reliant are we on the Malaysian government or the authorities there? Why do we have to rely on them for any of this information?
Well, you know, unfortunately, it's their investigation. It was their airplane that disappeared coming out of their airspace. And although there were four Americans on board the airplane,
A lot, mostly Chinese.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. And so, you know, we're talking about two governments that haven't exactly been real forthright with information over the decades.
Freddie, are you leaning more towards the fire, or are you leaning towards some kind of terrorist activity on behalf of one of the pilots?
I go not to answer your question, because, right, Dante saved the lowest level of hell for the indecisive. I go back and forth. I hear now evidence the other day that the airplane may have been traveling faster than they thought. The autopilot doesn't do that by itself. So that indicates to me that there may have been continued human intervention in this airplane, even when it was over the South Indian Ocean. I would have thought if it was a terrorist attack or that the pilots did something, we would have had more information about the pilot's background, or something would have popped up that would have led us to believe it. I mean, like I said, I used to be a federal prosecutor, actually prosecuted in a jet airline. And had five crashes, and you know, three of them were fatal, including a crash not unlike this one, where a jet departed altitude and went down the Gulf of Mexico. So, all these evidence that's come out so far is consistent with the airplane being commanded by humans, but also could be consistent with a fire. And until we find a piece of the wreckage and the black boxes, we're never going to know.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile, 800-865-7602, risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium,
our locker room,
our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap, and our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Day program 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler and I are going through the top stories of the day today in audio file. We're interested in what you have to say. 888-302-3684. Or if you'd like to help yourself to Twitter or Facebook, Kenny's going to give you an update in a matter of seconds as to what is going on. The April Fool's situation. April Fool's Day. It's all Fool's Day. The first reporting of All Fool's Day was in Poor Robin's Almanac. Nope. Not Poor Richard's Almanac, but Poor Robin. There were a couple of people who were poor, and they were able to publish almanacs back in 1760. Robin said, quote, "The 1st of April, some do say, is set apart for All Fool's Day. But why the people call it so, not I knew, nor do they themselves know." I'm a poet. Isn't it sweet? April Fool. What's an April Fool? Somebody who you trick into doing or saying something silly, right? Nonsensical, fake. In other words, somebody, someone you make out to be the fool. Since this is pretty ludicrous, and since we're talking about April Fool's Day, could that be that I'm an April Fool because I've been fooled into thinking that there's something foolish going on? No. Well, maybe. However, back to the matter at hand here. And that would be a discussion of Obamacare. President says that there are going to be more than 7 million Americans who will have signed up for health insurance by the time the deadline reached last night. Midnight last night, a lot of people in line, at least online. Online, in line. Is that something you can do? Yeah. Didn't the thing crash for a while yesterday? Kenny, seems to me I heard that in the car.
I had heard they had a thing that they put on their website that there were a lot of people trying to get in and to try back later, But they did, apparently they did have some problems with the website yesterday. Ironic for the last day.
Right. Well, it goes back to the beginning. Situation has been better. Is this an A-list plan or program? No. Has interest been high? Yeah. The interest isn't high because you're going to get a plan as much as it is because people are going to get fined if they don't have some kind of a plan. I suppose that's a great motivation, right? You don't have a plan.
Sure.
Okay, we're going to fine you. Well, I'd rather have a plan than get fined. Although the fines aren't really that stiff. Are they really? I mean, come on. Let's get down to the brass tacks here. How much is it going to cost an individual if he or she doesn't have health care? Anybody know what the number is?
I don't remember what it was, but it seems like it's less than what it would cost to have insurance.
Right, exactly. All right, let's follow this through. Here's host Joel Riley talking to Kyle Chaney from Politico.com about the politics on both sides of the so-called Affordable Care Act.
I know we're at the deadline, Obamacare and 6 million people and on and on and on. But as I listened to coverage of this over the weekend, it just seemed to me it was Republicans hate it, Democrats love it. I mean, is it any bigger than that?
Actually, not at all. I think the main thing you're going to see when this sign-up period ends, because there's so many resources and so much energy going into getting people to sign up, we're going to pivot really hard to the campaign, and that's what you're going to hear, that those people are dug in on their stance on the law. It doesn't matter how many people sign up, though the political positions aren't going to move at all.
I mean, you know, we get all this back and forth, you know. Well, originally they said 7 million, but they made it to 6. And some people say that's good, and other people say it's bad. And then when's the money coming? I mean, to me, that should be the telling thing, is if the government laid down the law and says you either got to have it or you're going to pay a fine, are we at least holding true on that? Are they making people pay by the deadline? And if not, do the fines start going out tomorrow?
Right, and no, the fines don't even get assessed until the next tax filing. So we're talking about 2015 now. When people file their taxes, they have to attest and prove that they had health insurance the previous year. And if they didn't for more than 3 months, then they have to pay a fine, and it's based on their tax filing. So people aren't going to feel the impact of that mandate and the fine for a long time. And a lot of them have exemptions. There's so many holes in the fine itself that I would be surprised if too many people weren't able to get an exemption from it altogether.
Yeah, well, and there was something last week about the honor system. If you signed up but you haven't paid or you haven't done whatever, they're just going to trust you to do it. That seems so counter to the way our federal government normally works.
Well, it is, and I think what they said last week, and it sort of left it open-ended, was that if you tried to sign up by March 31st and you failed, if you ran into a website issue, and it's funny because as we speak, healthcare.gov is down right now. There's a queuing system in place. They say they're doing maintenance on the site. Anyone who tried to get in today and struggled, or any time in the last few weeks, can then come back after the deadline and try again and say, check a box that said, you know, I had trouble signing up, so let me keep going, and that's the way it'll work for now.
And see, that's another one. It's down now, and they say they're doing maintenance right now?
Yes.
It's like they want it to be unclear. It's like they want the numbers to be skewed. It's like, well, we're doing maintenance. It's like, why? Might as well have traffic maintenance downtown Columbus at 8 o'clock on a Monday morning.
Yeah, this couldn't be worse timing for them if on the final day of enrollment. I mean, every minute counts. If the traffic numbers that they described and the interest they've described in the last few days is accurate, I mean, they've been seeing surging traffic to the site. So this may be a function of that so many people came in, the site just couldn't handle it. But they also said that they were prepared for massive numbers of people to coming in. So it's a little surprising to see it down for maintenance on the final day. But it does mean that any of those people who ran into a roadblock and gave up could come back and just say, hey, we struggled, so you should let us keep going.
That's what I thought. Under the circumstances, on the last day, there's a maintenance flag on the website. What kind of management is that? One. All right. So, Kenny, what do we have for comments from Facebook.com/Good Day Show and to Twitter @Good Day Show regarding Obamacare?
Ned says people that were reluctant to sign up did so at the last minute. It's better to pay for coverage than to be fined for breathing.
Right. Welcome to America, where you pay for everything. All right. Next.
Yeah. Paula says, Obamacare is nothing but a Democrat scheme to buy new voters into the DNC, the party of parasites and government slaves.
You know, that's interesting. A lot of the younger people who did vote for Obama and now are fed up with him don't seem to be signing up, right? Didn't they sort of miss the mark when it came to people under 30? That's where they wanted to get a lot of younger 30s in, because there's not a lot of health problems with those who are under 30, and they can pay for the health problems the older people have.
Right, yeah. And of course, if you're under 26, then you can still be on your parents' plan, so you don't have to sign up. So it's a very small niche of young people that they could go after in the first place.
Right. And as Sebelius said over the weekend, okay, the deadline is firm, but we'll give you a pass on this, that, or the other thing. So there really aren't a lot of teeth in this. Okay, what else have we got?
Roy says it appears that Obamacare may ultimately be successful in insuring most of those who lost their insurance because of Obamacare.
Yeah. Wasn't that at the beginning more people had lost insurance because of the fiasco and had run? It's the typical government thing. They keep wrapping themselves, well, we'll fix it. Stand by. All right, here's host Jeff Messer talking about the rush to sign up for the healthcare system.
My biggest question is why is there an enrollment deadline at all? Should this not be an ongoing thing? And what happens to those who don't get insured? Penalty? Or taxpayers? Are the taxpayers going to cover their lack of participation? It's a good question. Right now, currently, enrollment is closing in on 7 million. The original number, I believe, that they wanted to reach in the first place. Though recently, like over this past weekend, they were saying that they had surpassed the 6 million goal. Yeah, go figure. So I was like, they started saying that on Friday. It's like, we've passed 6 million, which was the goal all along. I was like, no, it wasn't. It was 7 million. Come on, guys. Well, now it looks like they're going to hit the 7 million number. Website having some issues today. Can't wait to hear the screeching from the Republicans about that. We don't like this thing, but we're more upset that people can't get on the website to sign up for the thing that we don't like to start with. Yeah, how do you make both points at the same time? But they'll try, damn it. They will. But they may hit 7 million, which goes back to the original goal. There's a big push on. People are rushing to it now. They're going crazy. Like, oh, well, gosh. I kept putting it off and putting it off. I better get on it. And so now there's a huge, huge rise in the number of people. Isn't that always the way? We're last-minute Christmas shoppers in this country. December 23rd, December 24th. And a lot of people know the stores that are open and what time they're open till on Christmas Eve, because you got to get out there. That's America. By God, that's America. It is our right to wait till the last minute to do something we should have done months ago. Procrastination nation. There's a flood of people going to the website, causing some kinks in the hose, or the cyber hose, or whatever hose. But here's some other facts. Kids who are under the age of 26, well, I don't even call them all kids, but for the purposes of this story, we'll say they're kids, because they get to stay on their parents' plan. And over 3 million of them have been positively affected so far. Medicaid expansion has had a positive effect on nearly 4 million people. So that's another 7 right there, 7 and 7. That's 14. 14 million people in the plus column for the Affordable Care Act.
7 and 7, isn't that a drink? Put 7 up with Seagram 7. Do I remember that? People still drink that?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's have a drink on Obamacare. 888-302-3684. Number of people want to be heard on this. So we'll talk about the problems, the pluses, the minuses from your perspective on the Doug Steffen program, 15 before the hour.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager. God, the
good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Wine.
Yeah, like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced. Proactiv Plus is their best, most effective solution ever from the number one name in acne care. If your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-272-7849. 1-800-272-7849. That number again is 1-800-272-7849.
All right, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler on the air with the deadline, which fueled enrollments to the health exchange. I saw one comment, Kenny. This is like trying to find a parking spot at Walmart on December 23rd. 88, well, comments is what we're interested in now. 888-302-3684. Here's Rosemary in Michigan, who says there were a lot of problems when Medicare Part D went into effect. Everybody seems to have forgotten about that.
Medicare Part D was, the sign-up was extended for 6.5 months from May 15 until 12/31. Also, the people that are working and receiving subsidies also pay taxes and paid 75% of the premium for our Congress people. And the most important thing is that when our seniors signed up for Medicare Part D, had their insurance cards, and went in to pick up their prescriptions, the pharmacies couldn't get approval from the insurance companies because they had no record of these people. It was so bad in Michigan that Jennifer Granholm had a law passed that the state government would pay for these prescriptions and wait to get reimbursed from these insurance companies. I helped a lot of seniors during this time, and it was so sad because these people would cry and walk away without their medications until this law was passed. there was a problem with computers talking to one another and getting the information to the pharmacies from the insurance company for some reason. But I don't expect this to work 100% either after it goes into effect. But this has happened before, and we'll get through it. But people need insurance, and I'm so happy that this law has been passed.
Now it would be nice if we can find a better health care system to insure. It's nice to have insurance, nice to be able to get the treatment, but it also would be nice if we had systems that worked on prevention, for example. Where's that? There's none of that. There's nothing about health and healthcare law anyway. It's all about insurance, right? 51 after.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The best laid plans of mice and men. This is April Fool's Day, and it sounds like the... All right, so play it now, Mike. After all, let's see if we can figure out why we're playing this. It's Elvis. To get to the point of this.
I see the stars. I hear the roaring thunder.
It is thunder.
I power throughout the universe.
Remember, it's April Fool's Day.
Show.
migrants and the elders.
And then proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
That's what I was trying to get to.
It was a long way to go.
A lot of conversation about the movie The Ark. Here's Taco's Matt Murphy. Says he doesn't understand why some people are so outraged over the movie.
For the life of me, I've never understood why people feel that Hollywood or other exterior forces should be there to confirm or deny, for that matter, your religious faith. Your religious faith is what it is. It's your faith. And I never expect, I mean, look, anytime we have a story about a shark, you hear these stories all the time. I can't believe it. The guy went swimming with the sharks and the shark killed him. Oh my God, we got to find the shark. And you know, you hear the alligators. Oh, an alligator ate Fluffy, the household pet. So now I have to go chase down the alligator and kill the alligator. Trust me, these stories are related. Why would we expect the alligator to be anything but an alligator? Why would you expect a shark to be anything but a shark? Why would I expect a liberal to be anything but a liberal? And why would I expect Hollywood to be anything but Hollywood? Of course they're going to jazz up the flick. Have you read the story lately? Doing that story straight up is boring. Now, I'm sorry, folks, you can't just have a movie lay there. We all know the story. The world had turned to junk. The people were awful. They were godless. God told Noah, I'm destroying it all. It's over. I'm starting over. Noah says, okay, I'll build the ark. Animals come two by two. They're in the ark. They survive. The dove comes with the olive branch. And we all know that the world is going to be okay again. Okay, we got that. That movie is going to be boring. I wish it, you know, I mean, maybe you'd go see it. So they jazz it up and they drum it up. And by the way, for all of my Christian friends, God bless you, isn't it okay if the story of Noah is a parable? Isn't that all right with you? Isn't it all right that certain things in the Old Testament were passed down in the oral tradition? Isn't it okay with you to conceive that Methuselah was not actually 900-something years old? Isn't that all? I mean, do we believe that Methuselah was 900 years old? Do we believe that two of every creature physically entered the ark? For that matter, and I'm going to blow your minds, is it okay if we believe that there was a horrible flood, but it didn't cover the entire earth? Because that's what I believe. I think it's perfectly permissible to be a person of faith and to understand that there was an oral tradition and an oral history, and that perhaps we are to take lessons from the teachings of these oral histories and maybe not take them so literally.
What an idea. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I saw an article.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.